Good afternoon and welcome for what is becoming an amazing little segment that I really look forward to, and the team and I at the office here are really excited about, again, just presenting the conversation to our Trades and Construction Mastermind group here on Facebook. Our last of a series before we go into a well-earned break and a summer break, the festive season break. How to build an A-grade team, how to build your A-grade team in your business, whether you got two people on the team or you got 10 people on the team, or let's just say you got 50 people on the team. One of the most important things we do in business is our ability to, as owners and leaders, get out of our way, get out of our own way, and allow people to grow, create, you know, that environment, that opportunity, that capacity where people get to grow. And that, in my opinion, over many years of building my own businesses, but also working with plenty of great businesses as a business, one of the hardest things we do is grow people. One of the most important things we do is grow people, grow an A-grade team. So over the next couple of moments, I'm going to share with you three or four, maybe five. I might even get excited and put six tips as it relates to, building and continuing to be that leader that is attractive, that leader that retains, that leader that continuously is stepping up as you're allowing your team to be stepping up with you. So one of the first things that we need to do, and one of the most important things we need to do in business, is we've got to truly create our platform for culture. And the thing that starts culture and builds culture and creates a high-performance team, an amazing business run by amazing people on a team, is you've got to champion transparency and honesty as your key pieces of platform in your culture. So championing transparency is about always being honest, always choosing words that encourage and ultimately empower people to be moving forward, and having a platform of honesty. You know, there's only one way to be honest. There's only one way to be speaking your truth and or receiving the truth. And therefore, the first tip I have for every one of you here today is definitely, how do you champion transparency and honesty as your platform of culture? All things being equal, that is the most amazing thing you can do in your business to grow a team that's going to be better than you, an A-grade team. The second thing, which sort of rhymes with the first tip, the second tip I have for each of you, more communication, not less. So if you think about your Monday to Friday, your Monday to, let's say, Saturday morning, how often are you communicating with your team? How often are you communicating as a team? How often are you communicating one-on-one? Whether you got two people on the team or 10 people on the team, it's about what is your rhythm and how do you have more communication, not less. The interesting thing about that for every one of us here today, the interesting thing about that for every one of us here today is the more communication you have, the less of it you'll need. So having those 10-minute or 15-minute huddles or your toolboxes of a certain type in your business helps you not need big and elongated and sometimes very frustrating meetings if you're doing them once every month or once every week. So more communication, not less, and championing transparency and honesty as your platform of culture. The third tip I have for each of you here today is, as a leader, you've got to be clear and very consistent with where are we going? Where are we taking our business? You know, when we first start in business, it's very much about survival. You know, we've got to make sure we do enough work to invoice enough work, to get paid for enough work, to pay the bills, even put food on our table. But at some point, it's about truly getting clear and consistent. You can't be changing it every other day, is what I mean by that, in terms of where are we going? What is the vision? How do we involve and include the whole team in terms of where are we going and what does it look like? So stay clear and very consistent with where are we going in the business, because all things being equal, A-grade team members, A-grade people with the right attitude want to belong to something that's going somewhere and they want to be involved and, most importantly, included, which is your responsibility as the leader. So the fourth tip that I have for each of you here today is set clear standards. Set clear standards in terms of what are we continuously improving? What are we continuously getting better at? What are we continuously being predictable as it relates to being a team that delivers on time and on budget and a little bit more than what we promised for our customers? So set clear standards to be continuously improving elevate accountability and scorecards in your business. Ensure everyone on your team know how they get measured. Ensure everyone on your team knows how it is that they are absolutely hitting not only the ball, but the ball out of the ballpark as it relates to their contribution, their role, their responsibility. So always set standards to be continuously improving. Have accountability and scorecards in your business that give people a black and white version of what it is that they are counted on. Number five, tip number five, always be scouting 365. Always be in the ethos, in the role as a leader. You're always looking for your future hires, your future leaders, your future A-graders. Always be scouting 365. In other words, 365 days a year, 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days, scouting 365. You're always looking for talent. You are making it your role and your responsibility to be having a coffee every single week with someone that will be joining your team in 6 months' time, in 12 months' time, in 18 months' time, in 3 months' time, versus what do we typically do in our business? We go looking for good people at the 11th hour, which means you're competing with 90% of a market that's also disorganized and distrusting as to the business they are growing and where they're going. So always be scouting 365. Always be on the lookout. Always be building resumes. You know, on this side of my desk, I have 10 resumes for the last 30 coffee meetings I just met for people I want to be bringing onto my team. And on this side, I've got 50 resumes, which are going to be firewood for winter. Okay. Always be scouting 365. Always put yourself in the best position to be recruiting for the future. And the sixth, and what I would consider the most important tip as it relates to building an A-grade team. See, it is very important for people to belong to something that's going somewhere and they have a chance to contribute to it. It is even more important, and this is my sixth tip, to be having a culture of gratitude and appreciation, which is non-negotiable. See, when we are running a business that is, or a team that is transparent and honest, in other words, there's one way to the truth, and that is always black and white, then the ability to have gratitude and appreciation because we are a continuously improving team, a high-performance team, is second to none. So therefore, my sixth tip is always have gratitude and appreciation for where you are and where you're moving forward, not only for you, but also your total team. And it is timely this time of year where we go into, for many of us, would be a little bit of a break, 1, 2, 3 weeks, most of us. You know, we have that time, that line in the sand called a calendar year finish, a Christmas period finish. We have an opportunity to review and reflect, but also we have an amazing opportunity to reset what is important for each of us in this next 12 months, in this next 52 weeks, in this next 13 weeks. When we get back, January, February, and March has got to count for something. So I wish every one of you and your loved ones an amazing holiday, festive season. I'm just going to say it the way it is. An amazing Christmas and New Year's Eve period. Be safe. Stay strong. I love having you and every one of you in our Trades and Construction Mastermind group. This is a group that's definitely growing, as I've been sharing over the last few weeks. We're going to come back in the new year in the middle of January and continue these little snippets, these little spotlights as it relates to some value add for each and every one of you. We look forward to seeing you again on the other side. Please ensure that you are truly an owner and a leader that is building a team that is going to be high performance. And, you know, in life, you will always get what you deserve. And every one of you, if you keep on stepping up, you're going to have people stepping up, and therefore you're going to be deserving a high-quality A-grade team. And that's where we're all going. Thank you and Merry Christmas to every one of you. Be safe and speak to you on the other side. Thank you.